The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
And when you just, we don't have the video today. We're going to put something out online now. But this is Pelosi and Schiff and Nadler, man, walking and delivering the articles of impeachment. Why didn't they play this music? Chopin's funeral march, huh? Listen. Because if you switched over to the other media, you know, that was showing them, you know, delivering the articles of impeachment to the Senate. Dave are going, they're very somber. Yes, look how somber they are. And you and me are going, this is a freak show. Look at this. Was that unbelievable? Was it unbelievable? You watch this. Think about this. This is the music that they should have had in the background. Oh, I was embarrassed for our government. If someone from outside the country was watching, I was embarrassed. You had Nadler and Schiff. They're like, It's like a bad TV show. Lord knows I've done enough of those. Hey, good morning, Joe on the radio. Unbelievable. 6:06. I mean, you know what was crazy? Well, as I was watching it, was that the president signing this monumental deal with China. And people don't understand how important the deal is with China. And you have to give the president credit that Chuck Schumer has the audacity and the gall to criticize that. Criticize that. They wouldn't even, they can't even work together on anything. Oh, my Lord. And then I have to go to the signing, too, first of all, of the impeachment thing where she's signing. And then the first thing I saw was the pen thing. I noticed that. And then people commented on it later. Greg Guffey was so funny on the Five yesterday. He just went off. He was so upset. It was so funny. And I had said, I'm screaming at the television as I'm watching this. Did you see Nancy Pelosi, they're signing this, the impeachment articles. She's giving the pens away like she's signing some kind of bill that is saving lives, like signing some kind of bill that saves you and I money in taxes, signing a bill that would save the children of the inner cities of the United States of America and give them breakfast every morning, you know, signing something that was good for the American citizens. It's the impeachment articles. She's giving. This is very solemn. We're very solemn. Yeah, it's Pelosi, you know? She's handing off these pens. What was that? And then Ted Cruz had a great line. She should have been handing out crayons. They're like children. And the only thing that is upsetting about this whole impeachment situation is that they can do it. That's what's upsetting, that they got it done. And now, if we don't vote the right way, I'm telling you, if you don't vote the right way, and if the Senate is taken over, if they, and I mean the un-American, the anti-American, anti-Semites that are in the House of Representatives now, if they stay in there, man, can you imagine? Imagine if the Senate was all Democrat, there'd be an impeachment, and they would vote to impeach the president, and there's nothing there. There's nothing there as much as there's nothing there from the Mueller probe. Yet they can do it. And I'm telling you, Daddy tells you every morning, if they could do it to those people, they could do it to the president. Where are you and I? It gives all that power. But I'm telling you, this president, and it's very simple. This president stood up to the lifers, the bureaucrats in Washington, who were just comfy with their pension and welfare, with their drivers, with their people. Oh, we have to go now, sir. You know what? You know, those people that hire, that we pay for. And you know, you may call them lifers, you may call them lifelong political bureaucrats. I call it the deep state, whatever you want to call it, it's exactly what the problem is, because they see this president going up against that, not respecting that, not going along with that, and they're just heckmen on just taking him down. It was embarrassing to watch that. Oh, so and was it not comical? I'm watching online. Everybody's got laughing at this because it was so poorly acted. And then Nadler reminded me of the little guy. He could barely keep up with the pace that they were walking. Come on, Jerry. You can do it, pal. Come on, Jerry. He's trying to, okay, here I come. Here I come. Hey. Oh, my Lord. And the beauty of it all is the president signing this first part of this new trade deal with China. Reading right here, the first part of the new trade deal with China has been signed by President Trump and China's vice premier during a White House event. If you saw that, that was great TV in the sense that the president was loose. He was thanking everybody. Thank Lou Dobbs, for Fox. Lou Dobbs was front and center. He went around. Larry Kudlow, our buddy, he went all around the room and thanked everybody. And many lawmakers and business groups are skeptical about this. But the fact of the matter is that the president is approaching China. This is what a lot of people in the media don't understand. And it is off my discussion with Colonel Jack Jacobs the other night, is China wants to take over the world. People don't understand that. They're looking to Russia. Russia is in such a bad way. Now, Putin trying to be the lifelong leader of Russia. Russia is just a blip. China is, you have to fear and you have to respect and you have to watch out for China. The president somehow knew that all along for years. He's been telling that us for years. The fact that he's going against them economically, you have to understand how important this is, because when they went in, and again, off my discussion the other night, when under the Obama administration, with respect, please, when the Obama administration, they allowed China to move further and further toward the South China Seas to build an island and to make it a military installment virtually. And if you ever read that book that Frankie gave me years ago, Crouching Tiger, by Peter Navarro, that was with the foreword by Gordon Chang. That tells you exactly what's happening. How does Washington not get this? Washington, they're more concerned. Let's impeach this. And still, you have to understand the magnitude of what the president done. The magnitude of this, the fact that he even approached going up against China is huge. Barack Obama let it go. And when you let China go listen, I'm not vilifying China. You have to respect them. They just look, we want to be the world power. And man, they are just, they're at they're just moving along in that regard. And this president goes right against them, right between their eyes, man. And this trade deal is monumental because it's not just a trade deal. It keeps China away from our ports, trying to take over our ports. The president stopped that too. They keeps China away from becoming a greater military power than they are. It is monumental, and Washington won't give the president credit because it's President Trump. I guess I don't know. The fact of the matter is, this has to do with our security, and us. Because I always say, if we don't watch out, and this is me talking, but I really honestly feel from talking to all the experts that we talk to on this program, if we're not careful, and people will chuckle at it, but it's true, in 30 years, a generation will be speaking Mandarin, or will be taken over by religious extremists. Those are the two dangers. You really got to watch out for that. People don't think, oh no, well, and all these people that protest, all these people that hate the president, all these people that hate anything that has anything of a marginal conservative overview, you know what? They'll be in jail and worse. Trust me. All the good things were happening. And also some other good stories, if I may, this morning. Three Jersey City police officers are being promoted. You heard the story yesterday all over the radio. Following their efforts during last month's shootout at that kosher supermarket, Chief Mike Kelly says if not for their heroism, the tragedy could have been even worse. Police officer Joseph Seals was killed, if you remember, rest his soul, as were three civilians inside the supermarket. Officers Raymond Sanchez, Mariela Fernandez, and Kendrick Jackson were promoted to detectives yesterday. So it's good stories, that you see like that. And then also, you know what they did? They sent these kids Oh, because of all the anti-Semitism, they sent him to the Jewish Museum in Manhattan. And that's a story that just kind of went by the wayside as an afterthought. Very important to do that. Brilliant idea. Because maybe if some of these punks see what our Jewish brothers and sisters went through during the Holocaust, and not to mention in other points in history, you know, maybe the violence will stop. It's an interesting point. So there's some good news here, and China is the big story. But don't let this impeachment fiasco, this embarrassment, take over, because this is what they want you to believe. This is what they want you to believe, and it's play acting. And the only scary thing is, and why I say you have to be vigilant, I don't vote. I think they're all nuts, Joe. Then you're going to get people like Schiff and Nadler and Pelosi running the country. And then what's going to happen? We're going to just totally lose the sovereignty of the United States of America. I honestly believe that, because it'll be all special interests. Look how Putin runs Russia, for example, and how China, you get all these power. All they want is power and control. They're in power and control. They have everything you and I want. Good health care plan, a private gym, assistants, drivers, everything you and I would love. They're public servants. They're politicians. They're not even in the real world. You and I struggling every single day, getting up. I have my construction workers listening now. They get in their machines, those massive machines, and they build this great country and this spectacular economy. They sweat and they're working. How about the medical practitioners that do those 4 hours? Well, Joe, I do 12 hours a day, 4 days a week, and then I can have a little bit of a break. Do you know how hard that is to work? These politicians don't even know what work is. They don't know what work is. They have perks. They go. All they have to do is think about our power and our control. We have to protect it. When you and I are out there struggling every single day, trying to, my kids in school, one more. There's more homework. Oh, there's another test. You know, the America is working. America is at a high economy wise. Production wise, we're this is our time. And then you have this these dour, dank, anti-American people, and they happen to be Democrats, for crying out loud. Not all the Democrats, progressive socialists, just trying to tear us down. It's like a weight on us. Why can't we just celebrate the greatness of this country? And that's what we're all about on this show. And then, you know what, 6:16 with Joe on the radio. I'll go to the guys in a second. But I got to tell you, it's also what these. And I'm trying not to call names, but with these people that are just lost souls on the Democratic side now, and these progressive socialists, they don't realize, you know. So I told you, it was a crazy day for me yesterday, and you know, and this is what you do, the same thing, right? And so I said, oh, I gotta go, I gotta see, you know, we lost one of our employees, a great gal, Mo. You know, everybody knows Mo. Everybody knew Mo. She always helped me out, and she was great. And she passed away in the Bahamas. And we still don't know what happened, by the way. Still don't know what happened. She just passed away. She fainted. Boom. That was it. That was it. So now I got to go. You know, I got to go see Mo's husband, and I got to go see Mo's children. You know, that means, you know, as an employer, you know. So I said, now what can I take over there? You know, and I'm by myself. I don't know what to take. So I run over to ShopRite and I get like the platters, you know, the food platters and stuff like that. Try to get a nice platter for the kids because maybe they need some help, you know. And then I ran up to ShopRite. You know, I got Michael to pick him up. Listen, you do the same thing. I know you do. And then I run. And then again, I said, well, let me go to church and light a candle for Mo while I'm there. And I did that. I went to church over there. And then I had to get my daughter. So then finally, I go over and it's nighttime and I go, oof, this is, and that's tough. What do you say? What are you going to say? What do you say to the family? They lost their mother, three beautiful children. And I went over, I knocked on the door, and Mo's husband was there. And what a good guy. This guy's a good father. I got to tell you something. Great father. And I always take pride. I always admire the fathers who are good dads. That's being a real man, being responsible like that. And this guy he's a real good dad. And I gave him a hug. I said, man, I'm so, what happened, man? And no one knew what happened. I said, well, you got to find out. You know, me, I'm, you know, I said, just can you find out what's going on? So they're looking into exactly what happened. And then I said, can I see the kids? Ugh. And the kids don't want to see anybody. You know, am I right or wrong? They don't want to see anybody. So the kids came, the beautiful children, you know, three beautiful, and I gave them hugs. I said, look, I'm here for you, whatever you need. I said, your mom would have probably had a beautiful spread. I bought stuff from ShopRite, so I said, I apologize. They were laughing, you know. I said, look at me. I got to bring the ShopRite stuff with the plastic all over it. Mo would have bought something really nice. So, and we hugged them. I hugged them again. I said, look, you're here. The whole community is here for you. That's who you and I are. That you would do the same exact thing. These people that are in Washington, D.C. have no concept of what you and I go through every day. That's a real problem. Those kids without a mother, that husband without a wife. That's the problem. For the fact that they make this, rather than saying, you know what, this president is working with China, the first president to deal with China in the proper way, being tough with this mega country that wants to take over the world. Let's work this out. Let's work this out. Let's fix the infrastructure. Let's help these kids. Let's help that they don't care. They just want to weight us down. So when you and I go through everyday life and we do things like we do responsible things. They are so irresponsible on the progressive socialist side in Washington, D.C. My goodness. And you know what? Mo, in her memory, man, she was great. I got a great note from Dr. Seb Gorka. You know, he said on Instagram, Joe, sorry for your loss. Mo would have been so thrilled that Dr. Gorka, you know, acknowledged that and sent a nice note. Because she feels as the things I'm telling you now. And I think you feel the same way. We just want to go on from day one to day two and do the right thing and be good, productive citizens. Yet you have this whole part of society trying to tear us down. And unfortunately, they are the elected officials in the United States House of Representatives. We got a problem here, and we got to fix it. And we got to tell friends who don't show up to vote to show up to vote. So thank you for what you're doing, because no one's going to thank you. Let Joey thank. I thank you for being the great American, the great patriot that you are. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock with Piscopo on the radio. Thanks for letting me get that off my chest. You know, Deb, we go through life. We work so hard. And then I watched the circus in Washington, D.C.
Oh, that was
you know,
ridiculous.
And it was embarrassing. And it was, and people, who says, yeah, this is great? Who says that? I mean, I thought when they went after Clinton, I thought it was dumb when they went after Clinton.
Yeah,
and Bill Clinton actually broke the law. But I didn't want to see it. It's just unnecessary. So we got to celebrate all the good and, you know, all the day-to-day things that you and I do that move this country along. Because, we're the heart and soul of the country, not those creepy people down in Washington, D.C. They're so creepy. Oh my! You see that? They're walking like with the fake, you know, with the face, the sad faces. Oh, it was embarrassing.
Like you said, you just needed that music behind them. You know, it was like that would have been perfect to have
we're
that
putting
like,
it together now.
Like that.
It's
yeah,
like
that
Chopin's funeral march. Yeah.
Oh, boom, my God. Boom, I know. Boom, they were just like so somber.
I would have given
walking.
Anything if Nadler tripped and fell during the whole thing.
No. But still, I mean, it was just like, why do they have to do that? Why do we have to air all that, right?
Lord Jesus.
But I'm glad you went to Mo's family. Oh, I am just so sorry about Mo. She was just so lovely and elegant and beautiful person.
And we don't know what happened, Deb. We're trying to find out. Yeah. And wow. I told her husband, I said, man, what could we do? Can we, you know, I mean, get over there. And, you know, it's when it happens outside the country, I get suspect immediately, you know me. But anyway, the kids, thank God these kids are great. They are so resilient and they got a great dad. So
thank goodness.
So,
yeah.
You know, so I know and I appreciate your prayers, mm-hmm. Debbie Duhame. Mm-hmm. Debbie is out there. She is an angel. 622 on AM 970. The Answer. Debbie, thanks. How are we looking this morning?
We've got a lot of problems out here, Joe. The northbound New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes are closed from exit 8 up through 12. It's a bad accident that happened overnight involving an overturned tractor trailer that was carrying propane. So the truck lanes are still closed here getting up through Woodbridge. You'll have to use the car lanes instead. Now, if you're heading to the Outer Bridge crossing, that's closed into Staten Island. An accident involving a tractor trailer over there. A lot of volume as well this morning as you take a ride to the westbound BQE at Broadway with a collision waiting for you. And getting out toward Bensonhurst, avoid 86th Street, getting into Bay Parkway. That's an accident investigation involving a pedestrian, unfortunately. So that investigation is continuing at this point. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy, windy today, high of 49. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, good morning, Joe on the radio. How are you this morning? 6:25. We ain't going down, mama. Oh, we got this. We're gonna tweet out something. You have to check out the Joe Piscopo show on Twitter or at Jersey Joe Piscopo, J-R-Z-Y. And we'll put it on our website too, but the station website. But it's so funny. I put the Chopin music. Kara put the Chopin music with Schiff and Nath. It is hysterical. We'll go to it in a second. Let me, if I may, tell you about MyPillow. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is Mr. Mike Lindell. He so appreciates how you made this country. I keep saying the country because you know what? Because Michael's such a great patriot, Mike Lindell. He is a great patriot. He loves you. He loves the country. And he's so supportive of the country. But he builds MyPillow, an American country, an American company, into the greatest company that you've ever seen, MyPillow. And he thanks you for that. So you got to go to MyPillow.com and you go to Radio Listener Specials, Radio Listener Specials at MyPillow.com, and you'll get these incredible discounts. Like Mike is offering the first-time buy one, get one free offer today on Giza Sheets. Buy one, get one free offer, all right? If you just go to MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials, click that, you're going to see this great deal. And don't forget, MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials. This is Mike Lindell's way of saying thank you. Buy one, get one free on those Giza sheets that I absolutely love, and you will too. Don't forget, the promo code is AM970. You can also call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. But try MyPillow.com. Promo code is AM970.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. So, Kara is our social media genius, and she's so good. She put this music behind them walking to that impeachment, the articles of impeachment delivery to the Senate. Ah, hysterical. You know what? I would cut it down, though, Frankie. If you make it, I think you do 30 seconds of it. It should be good. Maybe 40 seconds of it. All right.
Sounds
yeah,
good.
I think if you could edit that, Kara, thank you over there. Kara Fasaro doing such a great job. Please, I hope so. You know, can we somehow do there's going to be another company that comes in that's going to steal her because they're going to like offer something crazy like money. You know, I mean.
No.
You know what? Can we lock the door? Can we lock the door? All of our good people get stolen because they actually have the audacity to pay these people. Now, how dare they? Oh, come
offer
on.
More money.
Oh, I tell you.
Benefits.
Hey, Frankie, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Everything is good. And Albert, good morning to you. Yeah, so it was a moving day yesterday. I went down, you know, emotional day yesterday as I went around, went driving around. You know, I did all the dorky dad stuff that I always do, and then went over and saw Mo's family. And then, I want to bring something. See, Mo, God rest her soul, she would always make something fancy schmancy, you know? I said, Mo, I got a meeting at the house. Could you? And then she'd go. We have a little general store that we go to. ShopRite does a great job, I must say, you know, the Wakefern people. So they make it. And I bring. You know what I did, Hal? You would love this. Mm-hmm. I got like a fruit plate. It was leaking. You know, so I know.
Hi. Oh, I'm sorry. I got fruit juice all over the floor.
Yeah. Thank God it broke.
But it's fruit. It's fresh. It's good. It's good for you.
Laughing. I said, God. You said your mom, God bless her.
See, but that's the Italian thing. Like, any other.
You got to bring something.
No, I understand that. But any other ethnicity. Probably wouldn't bring food to a person's house.
Booze, right? They bring booze.
Yeah, hey. No, more than likely. But usually Italians, it's, oh, my God, you know, they're going through this traumatic event. Most of the time they don't want to eat, but you have to eat. Here's fruit. Here's some pasta.
You know,
I made you
5 pounds of lasagna. Hold it right there. That's hysterical because the last thing you want to do is eat.
Is eat.
And
you're
bring food.
You're grieving.
And we bring food.
Yeah. Right, you're upset. And meanwhile, I had to make a whip up a 6-foot hero for you. It's all right. Don't worry about it.
But you know what? I was running late, Frankie. I was running late. So, and you know, Mo, she always made everything look elegant. God bless her. God rest her.
So you made it sloppy.
Well, I went to the ShopRite, and if you order something like a day or so in advance, at least a few hours in advance, you can get a nice presentation. I got like the Hormel. What's
I got the Hormel salami and cheese. Yeah.
Well, oh, kind of.
Yeah, that's what you got.
It looked like something you can get at the rest stop.
I know exactly the product you're talking
like
about.
Like something you can get at the rest stop on
right,
the parkway.
Right,
you know?
Right. I just picked this up at the Duane Reade. It's fantastic. You'll love it. Sushi, too. It's great. It's good for you. Very sorry about your loss.
Exactly.
So, and then, right, living the low point. Very sorry about your loss. But eat. No, go ahead.
You know, I have to tell you, it's the first thing I said, and they cracked up. But thank God I can make them laugh at such a tough time. I said, look at me. It's only me. I'm going to bring you the fruits all over the counter already. It's leaking. Oh, but I, you know, it was a very warm feeling. But, oh, those poor kids. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
those poor
shame.
Kids.
I mean,
and then I'm watching this fiasco in Washington. They have no idea. No.
Yeah, what was this? Nancy Pelosi doing? She's signing this bill and handing pens out as if they were gifts, as if she was signing a law. Like, I mean,
you know
really?
What? And you're telling me, did you say when you saw it? Did you see that out? Did you? See,
I
did
saw
you
it in clips, and I said to myself, yeah. I said, "They're
did,
celebrating.
Right? Yeah.
This isn't bias. Like, you're handing pens out as gifts. Like,
it
what
was
is
an embarrassment.
Gerald Nadler
embarrassment.
Gonna do? This is the pen that Nancy Pelosi signed.
They gave Jerry a fork.
Hey, no.
Hey, Frank, will you do me a favor? Greg Gutfeld. We watch these things, and then we have to wait. And I kind of can't wait to get on the air in the morning because I'm watching these things saying, come on, let's talk about this on the air. Call in. Let's talk about the reality of this, how ridiculous this is. But in the meantime, so I'm watching the other show, and I watched the 5, and thank God Fox was smart enough to put the 5 on because everybody else was just watching, and they were talking about the articles of impeachment, and they put the 5 on. And Gutfeld did. He was really upset. If you could find Greg Gutfeld's rant yesterday, it was hysterical.
Sure.
If we could, with respect to Mr. Gutfeld, it was hysterical. Hysterical. He just what you're saying now, Gutfeld. I say the same, and I'm yelling at Greg.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, that's it. I'm yelling at the TV. Pens. They're giving pens out. Are you kidding me? Oh my God. Greg was all over it. Thank God. Thank God. They had, you know, some people on TV at the network over there at Fox Network that get it. This was ridiculous.
It's just a circus. It's ridiculous.
And the nice thing, the good thing was the president is smart enough. He had the best presentation. But again, it's midday. A lot of people aren't watching. But that's what I'm telling you about it. He had the best presentation. I guess it was in that East Room there. Whatever. He was thanking everybody, celebrating. He had, you know, signing this new trade deal. And I have to know, and I'm not an economist. Clearly, but I have to tell you, when I talk about it and I research everything, so we're prepared to present the show to you every morning. We take it very seriously. We have fun, trust me. But and we are annoying to a fault. But aside from that, We really are. But aside, an owl will make me laugh as I'm about to read a commercial. I will do something really politically incorrect, wrong in my ear, and it makes me laugh. So, but honestly, we go to Frank, and Frank will prepare everything. So I look at
this. And
then
we interrupt him. That's right.
Frank is going to give a brilliant dissertation on politics.
I like when Frankie really gets into it.
We want to talk about food or something.
He's four or five sentences
I can talk about food. I know about food.
But Frank is like four or five sentences into this passionate thing or whatever, and then one of us inevitably,
nothing to do with anything. Right. We'll just bring up an arbitrary subject.
Right.
You know what? But the fact of the matter is we take it seriously, and as I look through it, this China deal is monumental. It's monumental. No one understands it. And then, because when I could sit across, and we'll break. I know we got to break, guys. When I sit across from someone as astute and an American legend like Colonel Jack Jacobs, you know, he's a professor at West Point, and he teaches, he knows war history, he knows military history. He told me about MacArthur. We talked about General Douglas MacArthur. You know, Jack's father, the colonel's father, actually fought in the Philippines. And the troops did not like MacArthur. I never knew that because they said he was an egotistical kind of guy, which I think is good. This is what, listen, whether you're in the White House, whether you're on the battlefield, it's good to have a healthy ego, I think. But Jack broke down with what Gordon Chang always said, watch out for China because they're trying. And again, Frankie gave me the book, Crouching Tiger. Peter Navarro, thank God, is in the White House. Peter Navarro knows this. Larry Kudlow knows this. The president surrounds himself with people who know the threat of China, with respect, by the way, to the great country of China and the great Chinese. They are powerful, and they're under the Obama administration, the 8 years prior to Donald J. Trump, the Chinese would creep along the South China Seas. And then we have a buddy on our buddy Border Fox on Twitter, you know, his son valiantly served, you know, in the South China Seas, and we were constantly on watch in that regard. No one's watching. And you can't, like, have a military conflict with China, for crying out loud. That is World War III. That's World War III. But you can attack them with sanctions. You can attack them with tariffs. It's the way he's doing it with Iran. The president's doing it with Iran. This is a huge, this first part of this new trade deal is monumental. Don't let them tell you any different. 6:35 with Joe on the radio. Frankie is here. We will let if Al and I don't bust his chops.
I don't mind. Go ahead.
We love you, Frankie. Everybody loves Frankie Fiveboroughs.
Hello.
Debbie's got the traffic, and Al's going to try to make it through local news right now, live and local, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
45 degrees at 6:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Yorkers are pushing back against proposed changes to bus service in Queens. Hundreds of angry riders came face-to-face with Transit President Andy Byford during a packed public meeting last night. MTA is in the middle of a bus network overhaul across the city with the goal of improving service and better reflecting the needs of riders. However, many say the proposed draft will greatly reduce or eliminate buses that reach the Queens subway line, such as the Q49 bus that serves as a vital connection to the Jackson Heights Transit Hub at 74th and Roosevelt. The MTA expects to release its final plan later this year. Authorities are investigating after SWAT teams were called out in Garfield, New Jersey yesterday in response to reports of shots fired. It was around 10:30 in the morning when the first call came in, following what authorities believe may have been a botched robbery. Reports say someone may have fired from a vehicle near the corner of Maple and Pierre Avenues before continuing on into Lodi. Authorities checked local hospitals because it was believed that someone was shot, but no patients with gunshot wounds had come in. In sports, Nets outscored by 15 in the fourth quarter, lost 117-106 to the 76ers. College hoops, as you heard here on The Answer last night, Syracuse beat Boston College 76-50 on our sister station, WMCA. 18th-ranked Seton Hall won 78-70 at number 5 Butler, while St. John's fell 63-58 at Providence. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like, absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Major problems continue on the New Jersey Turnpike. The truck lane's closed, getting up past exit 11. It's all due to this accident that happened last night involving an overturned tractor trailer carrying propane. You can use the car lanes, but traffic is horrendous in both directions through that area. Outer bridge crossing closed into Staten Island with a serious accident there. Try the Gothels Bridge instead. We're still seeing some pockets of volume this morning as you take a ride over to the westbound side of the BQE at Broadway with an accident cleared. And over in Bensonhurst, 86th Street is blocked right by Bay Parkway. This is an accident investigation, unfortunately, involving a pedestrian over in Bensonhurst. So just be careful there. The Hutch northbound by Wilmont Road getting into Scarsdale. It's an unauthorized truck. Partly cloudy today, windy, high of 49. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Oh my gosh, this is so funny. You guys are the best. I'm going to start tweeting out these things that are really politically incorrect. Oh, you got to get Jersey Joe Piscopo or at the Joe Piscopo Show on Twitter. Come on, we'll have some fun with this because we will prevail. So help me God, we the people will prevail. But I worry about your health. I worry about my health all the time. That's why I stay on the regimen of balance of nature, always taking balance of nature. And I just know to do that because I don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. Broccoli, Rob, is the ultimate, that is the ultimate antioxidants. Apples, oranges, you know what I'm saying? Anything green like that, the resveratrol, the antioxidants that are in grapes, for example. You know, who has the time? Can you possibly eat it? You can't do it. You can't do it. If you take Balance of Nature, a daily dose of Balance of Nature, it has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. You'll feel great. People say they have a lot more energy. Their skin, their hair looks and feels better. And you got to just, if you try it, I really, really feel, and I'll give you this great deal that we're offering you now, that it will make your life better. You'll have more energy. And if you got the sniffles, you got allergies, you just got a little crick here and there, I'm telling you what, I'm going to use the word miraculous, but this is not a medical claim because, you know, you can't do that with the FDA and everything over the radio. But I will tell you, me, I'll be your clinical study. It works spectacularly for me, for Frankie, for Debbie, for Al, the whole morning team. We all religiously take Balance of Nature, and we'd like you to do the same because we love you. You're part of the family. Now we can offer you 35% off of Balance of Nature on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Start your journey to better health today by calling, please, 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. 751. You can go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure to receive this special radio offer by using the discount code The Answer.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is introducing free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 9696. That's promo code 9696 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions, and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com. Everybody knows this guy. Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. What a morning. Thank God. It's like an oasis for me, and I hope it is for you as well. You come on the air, you see the insanity on television, the insanity of most of the media. 90% of the media is just, they go hook, line, and sinker, and it's anti-American at this point. It really is. And yet you and I could join together every morning, and you are funny. You are funny. Thank you for the tweets. Keep them coming. If you go to JRZY, Joe Piscopo, at Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter, not a big Twitter fan, and I don't know how many years Twitter has left, because if you talk to younger folks, they have no idea what Twitter is. They just don't go there. So, but while we're there, and if you go to the Joe Piscopo show, that's another, that's for the morning show, our Twitter feed on the morning show, and people are putting in, somebody put in the Adams Family, I think it's the Adams Family theme, to Nadler and Schiff and Pelosi delivering the articles of impeachment. My Lord, do they think, Frankie Five Boroughs, let me just couch this properly to you. Do they really think that those delivering the articles of impeachment that were that stupid? Do they was Pelosi and Nadler, that whole the squad, those progressive social, did they think we're that dumb that we don't see through this? And the danger is, a two-part question, if I may, Mr. Morano, I wonder if people do buy it. I wonder if there's a portion of the public that goes, wow, look at this. They're delivering articles of impeachment when you and I know it's just a political takedown.
Well, I don't think there are a lot of people. I don't think there's anybody that thinks that Donald Trump's going to be convicted and removed from office, no matter how much you may dislike Donald Trump. But I think, you know, they're catering to their base. The reality is the majority of Democrats, the regular Democrats, Democratic voters want President Trump impeached. And that's who they're catering to. And so I think it's a shame. But this is where we are. Hopefully it's a quick trial and we can get on with the business of running the country.
Yeah. So what are they going to do? How are they going to do this? They're going to do a trial, and then do they do the trial? Do they bring the witnesses? This didn't get covered. I'm so glad I thought of this. Is when Pelosi and the funeral march, they marched the funeral march across the Capitol from the House of Representatives to the Senate. They were rebuffed by Mitch McConnell. And I looked online. I could not find it late last night. They did not accept their articles of impeachment until 2 p.m. today. Is that right, Frank?
I didn't see that, actually.
Yeah. Check that out. Because Mitch McConnell said something, and he went and said, no, I think that they were not accepted because there was some kind of little quirky little law like that down there in the Senate. Oh, my gosh. It was comical to me. And you can see on Twitter, we're having fun with it, and I invite you to join us and just have fun as well. Although, not to take away that it's scary that you can do this. That you could be stuck in the middle with you. Yeah, I can see you guys are having fun on Twitter. Come on, bring it on. You know what? Don't take. Yeah, it's scary that, indeed, there. If the Senate was full of progressive socialists and they had a squad in the Senate like they do in the House of Representatives, then the president would be impeached. Then the president would go try, and that's scary. And don't forget, please.
Is impeached. He'd be removed from office. I think you mean.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So, and the impeachment would go through. But what happened with Bill Clinton? He got acquitted. So how did that work out? I'm trying to remember. Impeached, and they went to the House, to the Senate.
Right. Same thing that's going to happen now. So the House impeached him, and then the Senate didn't have enough votes to remove him from office. So you need 67 votes to remove a president. president from office. So it's a very high bar, as it should be, because removing a president is a pretty serious thing. So usually, the only president that was close to being removed from office that actually stayed for his trial was Andrew Johnson, and he was acquitted by one vote. So President Nixon, it looked like he was going to be removed from office. He chose to resign instead of sticking with it. So,
you know, they keep doing this, and this is an interesting point. I think it is anyway. I hope it is. They keep doing this, and they do. They did the Clinton impeachment, and then all these years later, now they do Donald Trump. Now, trust me. If a Democrat is elected president, the Republicans are going to try to do the same thing back. This is what they do.
Well, now, I think after what the House has done to President Trump here, this basically guarantees that every president that has a Congress of the opposing party will always be impeached.
Boom.
Always.
And you know what? That's bad. But the good thing is it's going to diffuse the impeachment process. It's going to make it absolutely, out of date and just not. It will not even be something that we use anymore because it'll be overused, and they're going to just kill the whole the movement of. But then, God forbid, there is a president that doesn't commit a crime. We're not going to be able to use it because it's going to be. This is the beginning of the downfall of the impeachment process right here, because it's going to happen every single administration after this. I'm telling you, it's what's going to happen, and I don't know how. I really don't know how, and I wish I could verbalize it, how we can convey to the politicians in Washington once they get there. Because don't forget, and I always tell you this every morning, once you get elected, and unless you're in the public eye, you go down there and then you get in the public eye and you're a star. Oh, my gosh. Like AOC is a perfect example. You know, listen, I know you can't stand her, but I mean, I don't want to say anything negative about anybody. But when AOC's got that star quality, she really does, whether you like her or not. And it's dangerous. It's dangerous. And she loves it. She eats up the camera. She goes on the road. She's got all these Twitter followers.
And has raised more money than any other member of Congress as well.
Because of that, from outside of her district, because her district is a mess and she's got to get the money from the outside. So, and that's dangerous. That's dangerous. And that's pretty much the story of Washington. These people who can't function in real life, get elected, and I'm not saying all of them, because there's a good hand, and the true public servants, you note, we put on this program because we appreciate them, like Jeff Van Drew, and then the Democrats too that we put on the show, that we appreciate the hard work that they do. But once they go down there, the first thing they're told to do is to go do fundraising, go to the executive office building away, because you can't do it legally from the Capitol, so you got to go to the executive office building next door, and you got to go raise the money, and they get sucked into the vortex, sucked into the swamp, and then this is what you get. You get these strange people that want to do strange things, and you and I are just trying to function every day. Unbelievable, Deb. Can't make it up. I'll tell you that right now. Hey, Deb, how you doing this morning, girl?
I'm doing okay. It sounds like you had a busy day yesterday, huh?
You know what? I did it. I said, man, I got to go. I got up, out, and then I was driving with the kids and then wanted to get everything taken care of. But yes, I was. And then, you know, Olivia's in her play, so the rehearsals go later. So you end up being a chauffeur. I'm going to give a little cap. I gotta get a little cap and drive around. Yes, kids. Where would you like to go? You know,
that's what happens. You know, especially when you've got a lot of kids, you're always running. You know, I see it with parents with kids your age. They're always running all over. You know.
You know, it's all good, all good. And then we're going on the road next week. I'm playing Georgia next week down south. But we'll tell you all about it as we go along. All the rest of America is doing pretty darn good. It's just down in Washington we got a little bit of a situation. 651, Deb's out there on the roads checking out the traffic for NAM 970, The Answer. Good morning, Debbie Duhaime.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo. We've got problems on the New Jersey Turnpike. The New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes closed, getting up toward exit 11 is all due to this overturned tractor trailer carrying propane. The accident happened last night at 8:30. Crews are still at the scene. You'll have to use the car lanes. We're seeing tons of traffic. Looks like almost 10 miles worth of traffic northbound on the turnpike. A lot of volume on the Parkway North getting up toward that merge with the turnpike as well because of that problem. Expect delays at the outer bridge crossing. That's closed into Staten Island with an accident there as well. And expect slowdowns on the eastbound BQE at McGinnis Humboldt, a disabled vehicle. Over in Bensonhurst, 86th Street is closed by Bay Parkway. Unfortunately, an accident involving a pedestrian cruise at the scene over there. And the LIE West right at the BQE approaching the Queens Midtown Tunnel. A problem there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? Are you receiving your share of the leads? If you're not effectively using digital media, you could be losing sales by the second. Even worse, your customers can be grabbed up one by one, never to return. Not sure if you're losing out to the competition? Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. Salem Surround is a full-service digital agency providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Total market penetration for increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn more how we can help you place your advertising message in front of today's digital consumers. Salem Surround helps deliver customers by putting your business message in front of the right person at the right time.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
Small business finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation, logistics, and more. It's New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller at a special time this Saturday afternoon at 2:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
Whether you need help with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, or protecting your assets from nursing home costs, Connors & Sullivan's goal is always the protection of your rights and interests. The professionals at Connors & Sullivan have been helping people like you plan their estates and protect their families for over 30 years.
I'm Mike Connors. Come to our office for a free initial consultation. Talk with me or one of our experienced attorneys to see how we can help you protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. There is no one strategy that fits everyone, but the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is no planning at all.
Call Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law today to schedule a free initial consultation with an attorney at any of their convenient locations in Brooklyn, Midtown Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500 or visit their website, connorsandsullivan.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Today will become very windy with times of clouds and sunshine. Those winds can gust to 50 miles per hour at times, the high itself near 50, before temperatures slowly fall to the 40s later. Clear to partly cloudy, blustery and much colder tonight, though 22 with wind chills in the single digits. Sunshine, windy and cold tomorrow, high 31. Wind chills no better than the teens. Saturday, cloudy and cold with snow in the afternoon, high 37. That snow will change to sleet and then rain late Saturday in the city and along the coast. But the changeover will be delayed until early Saturday night inland, where there can be 1 to 3 inches of snow accumulating. AM 970, The Answer.
Ah. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hey, good morning. 5 minutes before 7 o'clock. Look at you up this early in the morning. God bless you for that. 6:55. If you're feeling good, how would you like to really get yourself like back in shape, huh? Or maintain what you're doing? We got the best deal at Retro Fitness. The best deal. Love Retro Fitness. And now we have this buy one, give one. Not buy one, get one. Buy one, give one from Retro Fitness. How cool is that? You can give away a membership to absolutely anybody you want. The other gyms don't do this. This is one of a kind. This is a brilliant concept. We created this offer with no gimmicks or strings attached. The offer is exactly what it says it is. You buy an annual membership, give a one-year membership away for free. The free member doesn't pay a cent for 12 months. They could come to any Retro Fitness anywhere around the country at the beautiful Retro Fitnesses around the country. Of course, we'd love to see you down there, Flemington, New Jersey. I'm just saying, down at our gym down there. Hey, you could call Stacy. She is my business partner down there in Flemington, standing by for you now. You want to give a call, 908-238-3695, 908-238-3695. Or may I suggest you go to retrofitness.com, and then you check out the locations, and you will see Flemington, New Jersey there. And we'd love to see you down there. But check out, this goes across the country, this buy one, give one. Love it. Retro Fitness. But we'd love to see you at Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey.
Clowns to the left of me.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. That's great. That's great. I love it.
Yes, I'm stuck.
You guys are the best. You're the best. You're the best.
And
You know, I see the phone calls. We'll go to them when we can. 877-970-2999. When we come back, that's hysterical. That's hysterical. People, everybody's putting it. If you look at the walk from the funeral march, you know, from the House of Representatives to the Senate yesterday, what's the best song for that? I said it was Chopin's Funeral March. We put that up. Somebody stuck in the middle is great. What else did somebody put in there? Oh, the Addams Family theme song. It was great. You got to laugh, man. You got to laugh. Otherwise, you're going to cry. 877-970-2999. Give us a call on the radio. Love to hear you and love to have you here with us. Nick Langworthy is going to join us. He is the chairman of the New York State Republican Party. Well, how do you make a change in the Republican Party? Nick is doing a great job. We'll be talking about John McLaughlin. He's the number one pollster in the world. Mr. McLaughlin will join us, CEO of McLaughlin & Associates. We're going to see what the Donald Trump poll numbers are as this impeachment trial starts. John Fund is with us, national affairs columnist for the National Review online. Alan Tunnelson, you know Alan, trade advisor to the Sanders and Donald Trump campaigns. We'll talk about the China trade deal. Piscopo in the Morning with Frank and Alan Debbie, and we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
45 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Jersey City Fire Department has a famous namesake among its ranks. He's Sam Springsteen, son of music legend Bruce Springsteen. The 26-year-old Springsteen sworn in among a group of 15 firefighters yesterday while his parents Bruce Springsteen and Patty Scalifa looked on. Sam Springsteen is a 2014 graduate of the Monmouth County Fire Academy and has worked at three different volunteer fire departments. Crime is way up in Central Park. NYPD stats show there were 69 crimes that took place in Central Park in 2019 compared to just 52 the prior year. Robberies increased as well, in which police say are mostly committed in low-lit paths. Police have increased patrols in the park. In sports, Nets lost to the 76ers. Syracuse beat Boston College. Seton Hall won at Butler, while St. John's fell to Providence.